The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things going on in the sports world. In case you've been hiding under a rock, the bowl season finally heating up to a certain degree. Some good football games going on over the last several days. So a lot happening with the bowl season and about to end on, I believe, January 11th when it all happens for that national title. But we got the bowl season in full effect, if you will. And we've also got playoff implications in the NFL. So a lot of things happening in the sports world. So much happening. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dorf, man. Happy New Year to you. It's been a pretty good 2016 to date. Got to check out the Fiesta Bowl. Ohio State whooping up on Notre Dame. A lot of blowouts on New Year's Day. But it's interesting. It's always a fun time of year.
You know, a lot of blowouts in general when you think about some of those big games. And some teams really didn't show up, let's be honest. You know, there were a couple Big Ten teams that did, but for the most part, those Big Ten teams took a whooping. And not very surprised, kind of unhappy, to be honest with you. But we'll get to it on the other side. So, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, lots to talk about. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world. Lots. And we want to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. And be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, I kind of just want to go around it a few minutes. We've got John Poulter, a professor of sports, coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And then after him, we'll have Seth Merrenbloom from Campus Press Box to talk about some of the bowls and whatnot. And obviously the big one coming up on January 11th. And when push comes to shove, I don't think any of us are surprised. We're going to be watching Clemson play Alabama for all the marbles in college football. With that being said, there's two teams that I really think, or two schools that I really think maybe would have been a better representation than what we saw from Michigan State and obviously what we saw from Oklahoma. And the two teams that I would put in there, or two schools that I would put in there, would have been Stanford and would have been Ohio State. Those are teams that play well, schools that play well under in spotlight positions, and I think they would have given a better game, personally. I don't know, you know, if their body of work was that of what the others were. But when it comes to big games, Urban Meyer is a guy that I like to watch play in those big games. And the Ohio State Buckeyes usually play pretty well in big football games, too. So a little disappointing. And with that being said, Stanford, similar in that sense. They have big-time players that make big-time plays. McCaffrey was incredible as always, and I don't know. I just feel that maybe those are two teams that got snubbed, if you will, on the outside looking in, and maybe, just maybe, would have represented their conferences in a better way, Jeff.
You know, it's difficult to disagree with anything that you're saying. Better teams, Ohio State, Stanford, hindsight, obviously 2020. But, you know, you could say that this was a first guess. A lot of people looked at Oklahoma, and a lot of people looked at – I don't know that everybody looked at Michigan State sideways like they might have looked at Oklahoma, considering the loss to Texas. I think that there was no question, despite the fact that they only beat Ohio State by 3 points, that they really dominated them on the field in Columbus. In the elements with all the pressure on them. I expected more from Michigan State against Alabama. I'm frankly really disappointed that they laid such an egg. That's not to take anything away from Alabama. Obviously, they have something to do with it. Obviously, they were just crushing on defense. Same old. Derrick Henry, Coker stepped into the act, and the end result is 38-0, and Michigan State, man, I mean, they could have attempted a field goal late, but they were really nowhere near scoring that entire semifinal football game.
Yeah, just an embarrassment, like you said. I mean, that's terrible. That's awful. That's not what you want to see when you're talking about four of the best teams in the country. There shouldn't be that big of a gap, that big of a margin. I'm sorry. I don't see it. You know, at least Oklahoma played with Clemson
for a half.
The first half, yep. And then mistakes and other things that compounded made it so that Clemson was obviously able to pull away. But that was a decent football game for 30 minutes, and it left you saying, you know what? I don't know who's going to win this game. And then obviously Clemson came out and flexed their muscles and showed why they are the number one team in the country, at least at this point. But I didn't think there was that big of a separation between 1 and 4. And from what I'm thinking, I almost feel like 5 and 6 or whatever along those lines may have been better than, you know, 2 of those teams that are in the top 4. So, look, my point is here is that they don't have it right yet. It's closer. It's better. But you and I have agreed on this in many ways that we feel 6 or 8 teams would probably be the right number. And it's just a matter of time until we get to that point, Jeff.
You know, 8 is real clean. I mean, you mentioned 6, and I was just thinking about 6 because that's about how deep you really could have gone this year to find a national championship contender. In the end, we're going to get the same thing that the BCS would have yielded. We're going to get 1 versus 2 on the field for all the marbles, all the Tostitos, whatever you call it out here. Sure. In Battle Frog Country now in Glendale, Arizona. But
yeah,
But you know what? I'll tell you what. I don't know whether to be impressed with Stanford or just extremely disappointed with Iowa, considering what happened in the Rose Bowl. I mean, those people were paying $245 face value on those Rose Bowl tickets, and they got about 6 minutes of football, you know, with the game in question, and then it was just 55 minutes of David Shaw taking his foot off the gas, trying to restrict Christian McCaffrey as much as he could, but. God, that was ugly in Pasadena.
Speaking of McCaffrey, though, I mean, this kid is so special. I'm sorry. And I said it when he lost the Heisman Trophy to Henry that I didn't see how this kid couldn't win the Heisman Trophy. And you know what? After his performance, I even am scratching my head more saying this guy really got hosed on this deal because he's an unbelievable special athlete. And a guy that we haven't seen anything like maybe since the days of a Barry Sanders, who was, you know, an unbelievable running back in college and went on to have an unbelievable career in the NFL. And I'll tell you what, McCaffrey is something special, Jeff.
Oh, they got those bloodlines in Palo Alto. You know, I mean, Barry Sanders Jr. is actually on that team, and he doesn't see the field because you got a guy like Christian McCaffrey to just do literally everything for you. It's kind of weird. I mean, Kevin Hogan's not too shabby a quarterback. I mean, Stanford is a very whole football team, despite the two losses on the season, which were very which each had their own mitigating circumstances behind. And I'll tell you what, that you put Stanford, you put Ohio State in that playoff. I can't disagree that they could be on that last line just as easily as Clemson or Alabama.
You know, we're going to go around this again with Seth, obviously from Campus Press Box, but. That effort from TCU, I guess in a word, I'd have to use special once again. You know, you have Trayvon Boykin, who is an idiot and does what he does, going out after curfew and blowing it, what you think he's going to blow it for his team. But ultimately, man, they found it. It was, you know, that next man up mentality. They found the will, a way to get it done and have the largest comeback in bowl history. And I'll tell you what, I watched that game and I'm like, these guys are done. This is pathetic. Their quarterback that was so important to them completely, you know, kiboshed them at the biggest moment in time when he was supposed to be their leader. Well, you know what? This was special, Jeff. It really was. They found a way to get it done when they were absolutely getting their heads taken off of them. They somehow found a way to beat Oregon, and I'll tell you what, that was special.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very uninteresting game as Oregon pulled away 31-0 early, and you know, Vernon Adams leaves the game. Jeff Locke, who would have taken over the program if Adams didn't step in, and it's just unfortunate that Oregon would blow that big of a lead. But congratulations to TCU getting it done with their backup quarterback. It's always nice to see that in the postseason.
You know, on one hand, you're saying, wow, what a major collapse by these guys. How do they fall apart like this? And on the other hand, you know what? There's 60 minutes in a game, Jeff, and in this one, obviously a little bit more. But there's 60 minutes in a game, and if you don't have it going for a while, you know what? If you gave up that many points, well, there's a way to get that many points back. And you know what? TCU just fought and clawed, and they got it done. And I think, you know, you have to give absolute kudos to those guys for stepping up under the situation. They could have failed. They could have totally fallen apart. And it looked that way, right? I mean, from the get-go, it looked like they just didn't have it in them. But somehow, some way, they found it, man, and they got it done. So you got to give them a lot of credit, Jeff.
Hey, 52 second half yards. Oregon's got to be better than that. I don't care what personnel they have on the field.
Agree 100%. But at the same time, unbelievable for TCU and how they were able to pull that thing off. And kind of a bittersweet way for them to do it without Trayvon Boykin, who was their guy all season long. And obviously, in the biggest light, he let them down tremendously. But
hey, we saw a team win a national championship without their starting quarterback a year ago. So
that's true.
Possible.
That is very true. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports, to break it down for us. We'll be back after the pause for the cause. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he always does. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. It's now time in the program when we hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you today?
No complaints. It's, you know, another day of talking sports and something that we absolutely love doing. But fill us up to speed. What's happening in Major League Baseball right now? And if we can, let's try to get a little baseball and a little bit of hockey in today.
Well, I think that's going to be fairly easy because over the holiday
John?
Season, the baseball has been fairly quiet. I guess the big news was relatively limited to two teams, the Yankees trading for Aroldis Chapman from the Reds to bolster the back end of their bullpen, and the Dodgers upgrading their starting pitching staff significantly with the signing of Scott Kazmir and the reported signing of the Japanese right-hander Maeda. So Maeda apparently is getting an eight-year contract. Dollars haven't been disclosed, and I guess the signing hasn't been announced officially, but that seems to be the rumor mill. Kazmir signing for 3 years at $16 million a season. So other than that, it's been pretty quiet around Major League Baseball. Still a few big names in the free agent market still to be signed, and I expect that over the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll probably see those players fall into place as well.
Hey, John, you know, it's looking like Stephen Drew to the Nationals, leaving Ian Desmond out there as a free agent. I've heard the Padres. You know, any noise on both of those moves?
Well, I haven't heard anything specific. You know, clearly the Nationals need something defensively at second base because we all know that they're going to have a bit of a challenge there defensively in the later innings with the signing of Daniel Murphy, never known for his glove. He's primarily an offensive second baseman, and I think that's something we chatted about last week, that it was a good signing for the Nationals, but clearly a one-way signing. So to put somebody in there for defensive reasons, being Stephen Drew, would make sense. Haven't heard anything about Desmond going to the Padres, but It's probably a deal that makes some sense from the standpoint that the Padres have got to do something to get back in that race in the National League West now, because clearly the Dodgers, Giants, and the Diamondbacks are ahead of them in depth charts and standings and potential. So the Padres, they've got a very short window given the signings they made last year. So I can see that one making sense as well, Jeff.
And they're waiting for compensation on Kennedy and Upton, because those guys aren't coming back to the Padres, correct?
That's my assumption. Yeah, I don't know that for sure, obviously, but that would appear to be the common sense decision there as well.
Hey, John, let me ask you this: with all the teams making a lot of noise so far in the National League West, like the Diamondbacks, and now the Dodgers have kind of gotten in the mix a little bit as well. Who, in your humble opinion, is kind of the team to be looking out for right now in the National League West?
Well, if you're talking about looking out for that we didn't look out for last year, I guess the obvious answer is Arizona, because they've really strengthened the top of the rotation with Shelby Miller and Zach Greinke. If you want to look at teams all on an even basis going into spring training, I would say the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Diamondbacks are kind of neck and neck, because each one of those teams has strengthened their rotation by two players. And, you know, we all know that pitching is such a big part of the game, and the guys they've been signing are not exactly chicken feed. So I would have to say that those three teams would be fairly equal right now. The Dodgers probably have a little bit of strength because they still have some outfield depth that they can trade. Whether they can trade some of those guys, and I guess Puig is the guy that comes to mind, but he's got some luggage as far as I'm concerned in terms of trading him. I heard rumors, unofficially obviously, that Puig was perhaps on his way to the Indians as part of a Carlos Carrasco deal, but if I'm the Indians, I just don't see making that deal at all, giving up a potential star in Carrasco for a potential bag of trouble in Puig. I just don't see it happening from a common sense standpoint.
Jeff, go ahead, man. I know you had an idea to go somewhere else, so go ahead.
Well, you know, there's always some room for self-promotion on this show. And, you know, the site that we're both at, morethanafan.net, John, you wrote about, you know, the disgrace that has become the NHL All-Star Game. And it's come to be John Scott from the Arizona Coyotes. 12 games into his 2015 season, gets elected captain of the Western All-Star team. Is that correct?
That's what I am hearing. I haven't seen that officially, but, you know, as I entitled my article at More Than a Fan, another huge black eye for the NHL, specifically as it relates to the NHL All-Star Game. I can't believe that they didn't have some kind of a plan B in place for this kind of situation happening, but perhaps this is the last straw in terms of getting fans involved in voting these players in. I don't know John Scott personally, so I can't speak for him as an individual, but certainly as a hockey player, he's not an all-star. I think he would be an embarrassment in a three-on-three game. I think he would embarrass himself and the league. I think the NHL has to step in and do something. What that something is, I don't know, because I just don't think there's a plan B there, Jeff. I just think it's embarrassing all around.
Hey, with that being said, John, the National Hockey League has just kind of flown by, let's be honest. I mean, these guys have already played like 38, 40, 41 games, whatever it is, and it's almost like I don't even think I've seen any of this stuff. So what can they do to get more visibility for this sport? Because it's flying by, and I don't even know what's going by right now.
Yeah, we're pretty much about halfway through the season, Andy. as you say, the average team has played, I think St. Louis has played the most games, which is 41, which is exactly half of the season. And there's two or three teams, I think Philadelphia, Toronto, Boston, Minnesota, and San Jose, I think were the ones that I saw had played the least number of games, which is 37. So to your point, we're about halfway through. Nothing big as far as advertising and news is concerned. Certainly the NHL has to do something in terms of promoting this game. And I think it's suffering from, I guess, a couple of things in my mind. I think the two main factors are, one, that it's very much a regional sport, especially in the United States, as we've discussed several times. And the other one is that it now no longer has a season where it is the only sport in session. You know, we've talked about this business season in baseball. It used to be that once the World Series was over, baseball was pretty quiet until spring training, and hockey and basketball, other than college football and the NFL, sort of had the indoor winter sports to themselves, and they no longer have that. So it's always been the fourth-ranking sport of the four majors in North America, and now it's getting pushed even further down the line because the off-seasons in the other sports are just as dominant as they are in the on-seasons.
Yeah, you know, remember when they used to have some of those gimmicks and they were, you know, following the puck with that blue flash or whatever it was, and they kind of went a little bit more technology and, you know, it was a little bit easier to follow the game. I don't know. Have they gone away from stuff like that to bring fans more into the game? Would you agree with that or disagree? I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there, but I do remember a while back they kind of experimented with things like they did in the NFL with the yellow line and whatnot to make it more visual for fans.
I think hockey is a different game to do that kind of thing with, Andy. I mean, the game, not to disrespect the NFL, but hockey moves at a much faster pace on a faster surface on a smaller surface. So I think it's a little hard because the puck moves so much faster than a football does, and a football, even when it's thrown at top speed in the air, you still have a chance to follow the ball. When a puck is shot at top speed, you don't really see it until it's in the net or it's across the ice or something along those lines. And those kinds of gimmicks I don't think worked, and perhaps they didn't work, A, because of the game itself, B, perhaps they didn't work because the people that they were trying to direct that advertising to or that promotion to weren't buying it because they didn't know enough about the game originally. And the folks that did know something about the game originally, and I'm talking here primarily Canadians and those in the Midwest and the northeastern United States, they just thought it was gimmicky and really didn't have much time for it. Kind of like Charlie Finley and his orange baseballs back in the 60s and 70s. Everybody thought it would be great from a promotional standpoint, but it didn't last either. And, you know, I think it's because it was a non-traditional thing in what was a traditional sport, and I think we're seeing the same thing with hockey, and they've tried to spice it up with the All-Star game and the three-on-three and this kind of thing, and I just don't think they're doing a very good job of it, quite frankly, although the balance sheet would indicate otherwise. To me, from a fan standpoint, it's been a huge disappointment.
Yeah, it's interesting how they always try to tweak things and make them better for people, and sometimes, you know, less is more. In a lot of different ways. I know we're up against it, John, so we're going to have to take a pause for the cause, but appreciate you taking time out with us as you do each and every week. We get a little hockey, we get a little baseball from you, so appreciate it, man. And by the way, Happy New Year to you, because now it is official. We are in the new year.
Yeah, Happy Year to you and to Jeff and to Scott and everybody else involved with the show and all of our listeners, and appreciate the opportunity to join you each week, and look forward to doing it again next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, a professor of sports who joins us each and every week. And obviously, we want to say hello to the AFN people, and then obviously the Canadian forces as well. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
As the weather gets colder, we all spend more and more time inside. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about making sure the air inside your home is safe to breathe right after this.
The probability of a serious fire in a building may be low, but the potential consequences are enormous. In addition to smoke alarms and fire extinguishers, fire-resistant building materials can give you extra time to escape when seconds count. Roxul Stonewall Insulation is a critical line of defense in fire protection. Roxul is made from basalt, rock, and slag, and this combination results in a non-combustible product. It resists temperatures up to 2,150 degrees and will not off-gas, contribute to toxic smoke, or promote flames. These tips brought to you by Roxul, the better insulation.
You may never see the greatest threat to your health inside your home. That's because carbon monoxide is an odorless, colorless gas whose effects can be very, very lethal. In fact, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says that every year more than 100 people die from unintentional exposure to carbon monoxide. The gas is produced by all fuel-burning appliances, so it's important that furnaces, water heaters, and ranges be well-maintained and properly vented to ensure your family's safety. Even if you don't have gas appliances, carbon monoxide can move into your home from a basement or attached garage. So don't let your car idle in these spaces or use grills or generators there either. Finally, protect yourself by installing a carbon monoxide detector on every level of your home. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value Store.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Is it Alright, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Online USA Radio Network. Just got rid of, or done with, I should say. Not rid of, but done with John Poulter, our professor of sports, who breaks it down for us, talking baseball, talking a little hockey, and giving it to us the way he does. And we really appreciate him, to be honest with you, on a week-to-week basis. So I didn't mean get rid of. I meant...
It's okay, man. You can throw the Canadian out with the bathwater, man.
Every now and then, you know, we kind of just speak a little crazy, but we do appreciate what John brings to the table, and obviously on a week-to-week basis for us. We're looking to track down Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box, so we'll have him shortly to talk to him about some of the things that are going on with the bowl season and whatnot, and some of the disappointments and some of the surprises, if you will. And, you know, atop that list has got to be that performance by TCU without Trayvon Boykin, and a tough spot for them, obviously, when they were down big to Oregon, and they just kind of kept with it. And just, you know, it just, it is what it is, man. There's 60 minutes in a game, and that one, maybe a little bit more than 60 minutes, but ultimately, if you mess it up in 30 minutes, Jeff, you still got 30 minutes to kind of get things right. And you know what? If you stay the course, you don't panic, you just continue doing what you think you're supposed to do, well, potentially you're going to get shots and opportunities to make things happen. And that's what happened for TCU. I believe we have Seth from Campus Press Box. So Seth Marenbloom joining us now. Seth, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. I'm great.
Are you as surprised with that performance by TCU as I am? I mean, look, you know, you don't have Trayvon Boykin. A lot of things are negative, and the game is going negative. You're getting your butts waxed, and then all of a sudden, you can flip it around. I mean, it's a 60-minute game for a reason, isn't it, Seth?
Yeah, I was as shocked as anybody. I was following that game. Once halftime rolled around, I found something on the DVR to watch and just kind of follow the rest of it on my phone on Twitter. I was as shocked as anybody that TCU came back and won that. I guess it's you know, year of the backup quarterback in the Big 12 right now.
That's a good point. I mean, how in the world did they do this? Do you have any clue? I mean, they're getting waxed. They're down 28-0, and all of a sudden they're able to turn it on, and it's almost like they didn't know what hit them on the other side of the ball. Oregon was shell-shocked just like the rest of us.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, in part, it's a testament to the mental makeup of TCU and, you know, the leadership of Gary Patterson, you know, whether that has anything to do with the color of his shirt that he changes at halftime. You know, that's, you know, up for debate. But you know, I mean, those kids, they trusted that coaching staff. They, I think they obviously stuck to the plan, and they were rewarded for it. You know, it also sounds like that possibly what Vernon Adams, I think, and maybe somebody else on the offensive line for Oregon mid-game were injured. So that may have played a part in it. But
well, Seth, it was the center and the quarterback. You lost your center quarterback exchange. You lost the beginning of every play. It was difficult for them to overcome. And Lockie and the backup center's name, whose name escapes me. It was just they looked sloppy, and there was they looked like they'd never played football before. And I think that's a testament to Vernon Adams. I think it reminds me of when Dennis Dixon was the heart and soul of that team, and then they had to go to Brady Leaf. I believe the year was like 07. You know, where they just weren't the same team, and you know, it's a good thing Adams transferred in, or they were a 7-5 football team.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and it also shows the importance, or magnifies the importance, of having two really serviceable quarterbacks. You don't have to have a superstar or a potential superstar as your backup quarterback, but you better have a backup that you trust and can get the job done when called upon.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how guys can and do step up. And look, TCU, just like you said, I don't think they ever gave up, and they kept their eyes on what they know how to do. But with that being said, you know, Oregon with that major collapse, is there any explanation on their side?
You know, I don't think there is an explanation for it. I I mean, no reasonable explanation for it, that is. I mean, they went up 31 to nothing. I think they got a bit complacent with it. You would think being up 31 to nothing that the offense, you know, wouldn't have to score, you know, any more points to hold on to that. So, I mean, I think a lot of people, would point the fingers at the offense for not scoring any more points. But, you know, that Oregon defense, it seems to have just collapsed in the second half of that game as more than anything.
Yeah, amazing how they did fall apart. And speaking of falling apart, I don't even know if they ever got started, but what can you say about the poor performance from Michigan State, the poor performance from Iowa? Those are two teams or schools that were almost in Michigan State was in the national title hunt, and Iowa was on the outside looking in. I mean, how do you explain those terrible performances from those two schools?
Now, I didn't expect Michigan State to beat Alabama. However, I expected them to be more competitive against Alabama than they were. And I'm not so sure that game was a 100% indictment of D'Antonio and Michigan State or the Big Ten, because that's the road that people are going to take the conversation down, as much as it was a testament to just how locked in Nick Saban is right now and how locked in he has that team. I mean, he has that team rolling right now. And, I mean, the team wants to succeed, but this championship is a big deal to Saban, because he wins this one, it's championship number 5 overall for him. And, you know, he'll have as many championships as Bear Bryant. Granted, not all at Alabama, but still, it really will put him in some rarefied air as far as coaching goes.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you know, when you think about Alabama, you think about national titles year in and year out. And you know what? It's obvious that they have a great system for what they do, because they're very effective. What about the other game, Clemson and Oklahoma? Were you surprised with Oklahoma being that team that was supposed to be coming in on such a positive note? Well, Clemson was able to pretty much shut them down 100% in the second half, and then they flexed their muscles. And ultimately, I think we got the two best teams in the country playing each other, so I think this is what we all wanted. But are you surprised that there's such a gap between 1 and 2 versus 3 and 4?
I wasn't surprised by the Clemson Oklahoma game, to be honest with you. I mean, I missed the mark on on enough of my bowl game guesses, but that's one that I pretty much nailed. I didn't think Oklahoma stood much of a chance against Clemson, simply because I thought many people were underestimating just how stout Clemson's defense was, and what they did to Oklahoma's offense, especially how they limited and just completely took the run game out of the equation for Oklahoma, was just remarkable. I thought. I mean, I saw Clemson running away with that one, and they did. Now, when they play Alabama, it's going to be kind of like an oil and water mix as far as the styles that those two teams play, and it's going to be really interesting, I think.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
You know, hindsight's 20/20, so we know what we know now. 44-28 Ohio State over Notre Dame. You know, what was it, 45-16 in the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
Iowa goes down to Stanford. A lot more fun of a Rose Bowl if we get Ohio State and Stanford on the same field in Pasadena.
Oh gosh.
You know, that's tough to say. I mean, I think that's a reasonable expectation or guess, just because, I mean, Ohio's offense is quite a bit more dynamic than Iowa's. But with the way McCaffrey and Stanford were playing, I'm not sure many teams would have stood a legit chance against them on that particular game day.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. That kid is so special. We talked about him a little bit earlier. I still am scratching my head at how he didn't win the Heisman, but that's a whole nother topic and a whole nother discussion some other time. But truth be told, he's special. That's the word I would use when you're talking about McCaffrey. That guy is just special. He can beat you in every single way, whether it's running, whether it's catching the ball, whether it's the special teams. That dude is unbelievable, Seth.
I mean, he's versatile, and I watched all of that game. I watched all of the Alabama game. You know, and like I think, like everybody else, I was looking at Henry and looking at McCaffrey, and I know Henry, like you said, won the Heisman. That's a whole other conversation. But I came away more impressed with McCaffrey. McCaffrey seems to be the type of running back that he does it all. And you can run him between the tackles. You can bounce him to the outside. He can stretch it out and get the corner. And I think there's a little bit more to his game right now than what Henry brings to the table. And, Henry's great. He won the Heisman Trophy. But I think there's more in McCaffrey's arsenal.
I think he's just more dynamic, like you're saying. He's more versatile or dynamic, however you want to throw it. Hey, I got to throw this to you, and I want both your guys' answers on this. You know, I'm sort of confused as to why they played those national title semifinal games the day that they did. Why is an ASU-West Virginia game played later than that game, or a couple of the other games, maybe even Kansas State-Arkansas? Why are they playing those games on New Year's Day or right after versus the national title semifinal games being played on New Year's Eve? Do you have any thoughts?
I have a simple answer. It's just,
go ahead.
Yeah, these games are just an extension of the regular season. You win six games, in some cases five, you get a bonus game. You know, and they spread it out. And yesterday, Saturday very much felt like a typical college football Saturday with a game spaced out through every time slot of the day, except that they were exclusive to ESPN. But you're watching Pac-12 after dark with West Virginia playing Arizona State in Arizona. So I mean, it very much felt like just a regular season weekend once the Access 6 games were out of the way.
Seth, any thoughts on it?
I agree completely with Jeff. As I was watching some of the games yesterday, I was thinking this feels like the Saturday in the middle of October for me pretty much. And I know ratings were down pretty much across the board for college football this past weekend, but I mean, it was college football, so just personally, I was still tuned in. I mean, it sounds like regardless of what the ratings were, that there were still huge payouts, on it for ESPN. So they were basically in a no lose situation. So it was college football. I was watching it, and even though ratings were down, I think a lot of people were still like that.
Yeah, interesting, though. I just now those guys get a lot of days off once again to prepare for that final game. So I don't know. I maybe would just like it to be more like a regular week where you play 7 days and then you get back out there 7 days later. That's all I'm just thinking for scheduling purposes. But obviously, we're up against it. Appreciate you taking time out, and we'll catch up with you next week, Seth.
Awesome.
Have a great day. Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joins us each and every week, does a fantastic job for us. We love talking to him about what's going on in college football, and does a great job for us. So we'll be back to wrap this hour up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on
expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, who I absolutely did not mean I wanted to get rid of. I just meant we were moving on and going on to Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box. So I know John was listening after. He gave me a shot or two about it. I meant nothing by it, John. It was all meant in good fun, and I actually just misspoke, to be honest with you. We never talk about you in that way, about getting rid of you. We really appreciate what you bring to the table. So, hey, Jeff, real quickly before we do get out of here for this hour, right now it's close. It's very close. The Golden State Warriors, 31-2, and the Philadelphia 76ers, 3-33. Question for you. Will the Golden State Warriors have more losses than the Philadelphia 76ers have wins by the end of the season?
Will the Golden State Warriors have more losses than the I'm gonna say that they won't. I'm going to say that Philadelphia captures some games late when the teams that are out of it stop playing and everybody starts tanking, and they're going to be so far behind they're not going to have to worry about tanking. So I'm going to say Golden State, they go 68-14, and I think the Philadelphia wins 16 or 17 games.
Well, I'll tell you what. The top of that Western is unbelievable. You got Golden State, you got San Antonio, and you got the Thunder, and the Clippers kind of on the outside looking in. But then after that, they're a little bit looking like the Eastern Conference of last year, with teams that are under 500 in the playoffs, whereas right now in the East, every team is over 500. So a little bit of a changing of the guard, if you will, and maybe a little different than last year, where people were saying how bad the East was. Well, the East has gotten a little bit better. Anyways, speaking of getting better, we got to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll have one more hour of On the Horizon. Fred Wallen will join us. It'll be a great party, so keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in a few, people.